Merry Christmas, everybody. Good to see you all tonight on, as Pastor Paul said, one of our favorite nights of the whole year. Christmas is my personal favorite service because Christmas is my jam. I love Christmas. I love everything about it. I love the Hallmark movies where everything is perfect and it's all decorated and everyone's problems get solved and love comes in the end. Of course, I love the Christmas gospel too. I love all the beautiful decorations around the church and in our homes, the special food this time of year, all the events and gatherings. It's just such a great, joyful time of year. Well, we had our family over last weekend, and I thought it'd be nice if I brought some things to help us all kind of feel at home here tonight as we celebrate at church. So I brought all of our wrapping paper that was all over our floor, and I'm sure you guys have bags that look like that, or you will soon. I brought my Christmas cards that I didn't finish. Some of them, of course, I still did not get out. I brought what is left of all the cookies and treats I made. 4 pretzel rods, so sorry to all my family I'm celebrating with next weekend. I brought some pictures of my kids in here that I didn't get enough frames for to give to everybody. So in my unfinished Christmas presents, you might have some of those too at home. And I brought one of my favorite things, maybe, which is this lovely card, which sings, "Oh Pizza Tree, Oh Pizza Tree." And it's great. If you want to hear it later, you can have it and play it. It just really, really gets you in the spirit. So sometimes there's all these things happening in our lives, so many things that are good, but still kind of cluttering it up, and Christmas can start to feel more like a Christmas. Somehow, thanks, Bennett. That's my kid. Somehow Christmas has become this time when we feel like everything has to be perfect. We have to find the perfect presents. We have to make the perfect cookies, the perfect Christmas dinner. We have to have the perfect family. No arguing, no meltdowns from the kids or the parents. We have to find the perfect tree, or we just buy one that's perfect, right? A fake tree. Although, of course, this year I got out my perfect fake tree and half the lights didn't work. But really, the first Christmas was more of a mess than a perfect night. Mary and Joseph had to take a long trip when she was very pregnant. It's not comfortable for a pregnant woman today to take a long trip in a car or in a plane. Imagine doing it on foot or on a donkey. Not very fun. Not to mention the fact that Mary and Joseph weren't married yet when she got pregnant, which at that time was extremely scandalous. Then she had her child in a strange place while traveling, and she didn't even have a home or a bed to lay him in. They slept in the barn. Talk about a mess. Animals, dirt, hay, smelly things that come along with animals, if you know what I mean. And then there were shepherds who were not much cleaner or better smelling than the sheep they cared for. Also, those gifts from the Magi didn't actually show up on Christmas night. They came much later. So if you misplaced somebody's present and you can't find it, or if your shipment from Amazon didn't arrive yet, just tell your family that the Magi were late too. But here's the thing. Jesus was not born into a perfect place or a perfect world. As far as we still have to go in this world today to make it a better place, things were worse 2,000 years ago in many ways. From incurable sickness to poverty to tyrannical governments, Jesus was definitely not born in a world that looked like a Hallmark movie. In fact, the imperfections in the world and in our lives are exactly why Jesus was born at all. Jesus was born to bring down the powerful and to raise up the lowly. He was born to heal the sick and give hope to the hopeless. Jesus was born into a place full of greed and corruption. He was a Jew in the Roman Empire. He slept in a barn. He was born as a minority. He was shown to just a few poor shepherds. And shortly after he was born, he became a refugee to avoid a genocide. Jesus was born into the darkness of that night and into the darkness of the world to shine a light brighter than any darkness. His birth tore open the night sky, and for a moment, heaven's light flooded the earth. This night reminds us that no matter how great the darkness, the light is greater. And the more light is shared, the brighter it grows. The more we sing, "Sleep in heavenly peace," that Christ the Savior is born, the brighter the world becomes. When we light our candles in this room tonight, it will slowly grow brighter and brighter. The light that we have waited for all year will appear. That holy moment always goes by too quickly. We blow our candles out and move out again into the darkness of the night. It's easy to forget when we're out there that the light of Christ never goes out. Not even because we forgot to buy a present for Aunt Susie, or we burn the Christmas dinner, or the cat takes down the Christmas tree. No amount of mess can ruin this night. In fact, it just brings us closer to what Christmas really was. So if your Christmas is not quite perfect, don't be afraid. Jesus' family wasn't perfect. His gifts were late, and his home was a mess. But the light still shines in the darkness, and the darkness does not overcome it. So no matter how perfect or imperfect your Christmas is, this light still comes to you. A child has been born to you, who is the Savior, the Messiah, the Lord. God is born into our mess, and even if it's just for a moment tonight, let's light our candles and raise them into the darkness. Let's hold them up in the face of death and sickness, knowing that we will all be made whole someday through Christ's birth and resurrection. Let's shine his light on the corruption and greed of the world. Let's look at this light in awe of what our little candles can do when we stand together, gathered around the baptismal font, around God's table, and the cross. Let's carry the hope and joy of this moment with us tonight out into the dark world and into whatever mess we have, because the mess is the reason for the love. So may this be the loveliest, messiest time of year for you. Merry Christmas to you all.